February the 10th. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. Philippians 4:12. There are many who know how to get along with humble means who have not learned how to prosper. When they are set upon the top of a pinnacle, their heads grow dizzy and they are ready to fall. The Christian far more often disgraces his profession of Christ while in prosperity than while in adversity. It's a dangerous thing to be prosperous. The crucible of adversity is a less severe trial to the Christian than the refining pot of prosperity. Oh, what leanness of soul and neglect of spiritual things have been brought on through the very mercies and generosity of God! Yet, this is not a matter of necessity, for the Apostle tells us that he knew how to abound and live in prosperity. When he had much, he knew how to use it. Abundant grace enabled him to handle abundant prosperity. When he had a full sail, he was loaded with much ballast and therefore floated safely. We need more than human skill to carry the full cup of mortal joy with a steady hand. Yet Paul had learned that skill, for he declares, "In any and every circumstance I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need." Philippians 4:12. It is a divine lesson to know how to be full. For the Israelites were full once, but while the meat was still in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them. Numbers 11:33. Many have asked for mercies in order to satisfy their own heart's lust. Fullness of bread has often made fullness of blood, and that has brought on sinfulness of spirit. When we have much of God's providential mercies, we often have only a little of God's grace, and only a little gratitude for the blessings we have received. We are full, and we forget God. Satisfied with this earth, we are content to do without heaven. So desperate is the tendency of human nature toward pride and forgetfulness of God, that you can be certain that it is harder to know how to be full than it is to know how to be hungry. Take care that you ask in your prayers that God would teach you how to be full. Let not the gifts your love bestows estrange our hearts from you.